In the middle of the night, I met a man, short, dark hair. We met on a busy street, in a place like Shepherd's Bush or a place like Henry Street in Dublin. In other words, an urban place. And he had the same problem as me. His hand was suffering from some kind of tendon problem, a trapped tendon pain, unable to move fingers, his middle finger and his thumb without pain. And he told me the story of the solution that he had found, because his hand was well now. He said he had taken some gel from a Japanese person who lived close to him and rubbed it on his hand. He hadn't asked permission. He had just taken it. The gel had been left outside by the Japanese person. We went our separate ways, or at least he went his separate way. And I did the same thing. I stole some gel out of the tube, which was somewhere near his door. I applied it to myself, my own hand. But I applied it carefully, trying to disguise the fact that I had taken some gel from the Japanese person's tube. And I rubbed it in, and I went on my way. And that's all I remember. That was my dream last night. I don't understand. I need to go to Freud to understand what the significance of this dream was, what it implies. I was working through in my brain while I was asleep. What's so peculiar about this is that I went through 99% of my life without ever being able to remember a dream. I've had barely one nightmare, and I can't even remember what it was in my life. I've never been woken by a dream. I presume all the evidence suggests that I dream every night. But when I wake, there's no memory of the dream. And yet recently, in the last 2 years maximum, maybe only 1 year, I have started to remember fragments or perhaps the whole of the dream when I wake up. I don't know if anybody else has spent so long without being able to remember their dreams. Or I don't know if anyone's changed a habit of a lifetime when they're as mature as I am. It's a strange feeling. And I'm looking at a tube of Voltarol. I've just rubbed some onto my hand. And I went to Japan in 2025. I have, I confess, at times in my life taken a little bit out of something in such a way that I wished I wasn't detected doing it. Why should all of these things come together? I think it's time I went for my walk. My Monday morning mental health walk with others out in Cove. Back to the studio.